Yo, what's going on in the world today? I'd like to welcome y'all to another segment of Talk That Ish with your boy Rail, aka Dilla, aka Radio Rail. It's been a minute, y'all. How y'all feeling in this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? I took a little bit off because the whole Kobe situation, you know what I'm saying? If anybody knows me, they know that Kobe was my idol. You know, when him and Gianna, you know, lost their lives, I had to take a little step back. But I'm back to it. You know, I'm drop every Friday, like I said. I know I was supposed to drop yesterday, but it was Valentine's Day. So, you know, I let everybody be, you know, do what they had to do for Valentine's Day. So, I'm going to just jump right into it. In today's segment, I'm going to speak on abusive relationships. So, and don't mind me, y'all. I'm in my car as I'm doing this, so you might hear revving, you know, of the engine in the background or something, or me yelling something. But I just want to say that abusive relationships is something that we should not be in, but it occurs so often because we feel so comfortable inside of our abusive relationship. And why do I say that we feel comfortable inside of it? Is because we've gotten so used to this person and got so comfortable with them, we would never think that they would do such a thing, like hit us. You know, so if they do it, they're so good with their words that they make us feel like, okay, they hit us, but they'll never do it again. So we get comfortable with knowing that. And then sometimes it happens again and again and again. And then we fall into this whole thing of quote-unquote love. This four-letter word. Love is so many descriptions to it. It's so many feelings involved with love. It's so much to it. And the number one thing that should not be involved is abuse. You know what I'm saying? But, like, we fall into the trap of the word love itself. But we feel like, because we think that we're in love with somebody, that, you know, we'll stay in these type of relationships. Like, I know so many people, and I'm a victim myself, that I was in an abusive relationship where, you know, the woman put her hands on me a lot, you know what I'm saying? But because I loved her the way that I did, I felt like I should have stayed because I had such a big heart that I felt like that person could change, but it's never that case. So I feel like a lot of people stay in these abusive relationships because they feel like that person they're involved with can change. And 9 times out of 10, y'all, that person's not going to change. Like, for real, that person is not going to change at all. I feel like once you put your hands on a person one time is enough. But you got people who, women or men, stay with that person time and time again. And the bad and sad part of this shit is that people stay in these relationships. They get so wrapped up and they come up with excuses as to why they're with this person. And, oh, well, you know, they never really put their hands on me before because of blah, blah, blah. The fact is that they put your hands on you point blank, period. You shouldn't be in no type of relationship if any man or woman put their hands on you point blank, period. I was taught and raised to never put my hand on a woman unless of a situation. Unless the woman balls her fist up and decides to want to fight me like a man and try to beat my ass like a man, that time only is why I should probably knock her the fuck out. And or if the woman decides to want to pull a knife out or a gun out or some shit like that to harm me, that is the only time I should probably try and knock her the fuck out. And even vice versa. But I feel like no man, period, should put their hands on a woman. If you put your hands on a woman, you're a bitch. Point blank, period. That's in my eyes. You're a bitch. You know what I'm saying? But, like, there's men out here who put their hands on women 24/7. And they think that that shit is okay, and it's not. And some of these women think that shit is okay, and it's not. It's not okay for a man to put their hands on you. Like, I don't care how much you think you're in love with this person. I don't care how much you care for this person. That's not love. Love is not where a person puts their hands on you. I don't care if it's a slap, a shove, a punch in the face, a punch in the neck, a punch in the arm. They should not put their hands on you point blank, period. And I know for a fact that there's people out here who are in these relationships. I've got a ton of friends who are in these type of relationships. And I'm here to tell you that it's not okay to make excuses for these type of people. You have to get out of this relationship. You have to woman up. You have to man up to get up out of this abusive environment. You know what I'm saying? People who are abusive make people belittle the hell out of people to the point where they feel like, you know, they have no other place to go, where they feel like they are the only person that you could come to. Like, no, it's never that. You can always find better. It may not be now, but in the future, you will always find something or someone better than the current situation that you're in. If you're tired of it, if you're tired of being abused, if you're tired of, you know, the sadness of that relationship. You know what I'm saying? So, people who are in, and it don't even have to be physical abuse. It could be verbal abuse. People could get tired of being verbally abused. I know a lot of people who have never been physically abused, but they're tired of being verbally abused, where, you know, it's to the point where they hate being talked to a certain way. And it makes you become a certain person that you don't want to be if you've tolerated so much to be this, you know, a certain type of person. I feel that nobody should be in an abusive or a verbal abusive relationship. It's not good. It's very toxic. And people end up staying in these toxic relationships because they feel like nobody can love them the way that these toxic people are loving them. So they get stagnant and they stay in these relationships when in reality, you should not stay in these relationships. So if you get tired enough, then, yeah, sometimes you get out of this relationship. But it shouldn't take for you to get tired. It should take just one time for somebody to fuck up on that type of level. It should take one time for a man to put their hands on a woman. It should take one time for a woman to put their hands on a man for you to be like, you know what, this is not for me. Because if you did this shit this one time, who's to say that you won't do it again? Prime example, let's take Tina Turner. Tina Turner stayed with Ike for a long period of time. And Ike used to beat the hell out of Tina Turner time and time and time and time and time again. And she finally got tired. It should not take for you to finally get tired of a situation and get out of a situation. You should be strong enough to know that if you do this shit this one time, I should not be a part of this situation. Point blank, period. It should not happen. There's no way in hell that I would be a woman sticking into a relationship where a man beat the hell out of me because he thought that I was cheating. If somebody thinks that you're cheating, they have insecurity issues. And along with their insecurities, they may possibly be doing dirt themselves where they feel like that possibly you could do something. So if they feel like you're doing something, it's 9 times 10, they're doing something. So I'm telling you, I'm saying all that to say that you do not have to be in a relationship. Stop making excuses for these people and get out of this relationship. Everybody's life is too valuable to themselves and whoever else is around. If you got kids, it's too valuable to sit here and stay up in these fucked up relationships. You do not have to stay in these fucked up relationships. Nobody put a gun to your head telling you that you have to stay in these abusive ass relationship. You can get out. You just choose not to get out because you're stagnant and you feel comfortable, and you make excuses for people who's you know, a part of this BS. You know what I'm saying? Abusive relationship is something you should not be in. Point blank, period. If you with a guy, if you with a girl, and they make you feel like shit day in, day out, you shouldn't be with them. You should be with a guy or a woman that makes you feel 100% complete. Makes you feel like you're worth something to the world. Make you feel loved and appreciated. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people wasn't raised the right way, so they don't know how to love and appreciate a man or a woman. I've ran across plenty of women who didn't know how to appreciate a man who did something good for them. So instead, they do something very messed up and bad and derogative towards the relationship and me, to the point where I'm like, I can't be in this relationship. So the only courageous and right thing to do is get out of that situation. Yeah, it may be hard because you feel like that person is the only one for you, or they may understand you. They don't understand you, because if they did, they would never put their hands on you. So, you know, that's just my view on an abusive relationship. People stay in these type of relationships because they have a fear of not starting over. They don't want to start over. But in life, you always start over in something. If you play video games, you start over in video games 24/7 if you die. In real life, there's times where you have to start over, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship with a family member, whether it's a relationship with a friend, or your own personal relationship with a boyfriend or girlfriend. You're going to start over at some point. Don't be afraid to want to start over, because sometimes if you start over, you start over with a fresh mindset to dig into something very fresh and new and something safe for you. You have to feel safe with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't just walk into something, you know what I'm saying, blindly. Like, people stay in these fucking relationships and blind to the fact that these people are bad for them, you know? You can't do that. You can't stay in these type of relationships. It's bad for you. So, you know, I'm saying all that to say that if you know your worth, people, if you know your worth, know your worth. You know what I'm saying? Stick to the positivity in life. Stay focused. Don't feed into negativity and bullshit in life. Because people will always feed you bullshit if they're a bullshit type of person. So, I feel like if you are in an abusive relationship, I hope this helps you out enough to want to get into something better. You know what I'm saying? Leave that situation and do something better. Do something better for yourself. Do something better for your kids, or, you know, whoever you with. Just whoever, you know what I'm saying? Don't sit here and be that person who feel like they have to stay in this abusive relationship when you really don't have to. And you shouldn't. Nobody should stay in an abusive relationship. You do not have to, okay? And stop making excuses for people who are not good for you. If they're not good for you, they just not good for you. If you got 6 friends and 2 best friends, and everybody's telling you that, hey, this person's not good for you, but you don't want to listen, that's on you. You're fucking up. So don't be that person to fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Your life itself is very valuable itself. You mean something. You mean something to somebody. So, with that being said, I hope that I touch somebody. I hope that somebody's listening and decides to want to better themselves and get out of this bad situation that they're in, because, you know, abusive people can definitely destroy a person's spirit and their heart and their soul. It could potentially kill them. And that's something that, you know, most of America don't want, you know, especially if you're young in age, that, you know, people want to see people progress and grow. And there's also other people who don't want to see people progress and grow. So if you have people who don't want to see progress and grow, get them out of your circle, man. Get them out of your lives. It's toxic. So I hope that this little short segment, you know, touched somebody, you know, in some type of way that, you know, they start reevaluating their lives, you know. Put yourself first sometimes. It's okay to put yourself first. There's a lot of people who put other people ahead of them because they feel like that's the right thing to do. No, it's not always the right thing to do. It's okay to put yourself ahead of other people. It's all right, because you can't make other people happy if you're not happy yourself. So it's all right. It's okay. So most definitely, you know, do for yourself. That's all I got for today. Stay in tune for more segments with, you know, for Talk That Ish with your boy Rev. Stay in tune for my girl's eyelash. I keep telling y'all, you know, we go do it big out here. It's called Prissy Nation. Be on the lookout for that. If ladies, if you need your nails done, holla at me. I my girl do nails. She's a nail tech. She get it done. My co-host, Raven Clark, a.k.a. Ray So Dope. Check her podcast out. Check her Instagram out. It's called Ray So Dope. She's an amazing person. She has amazing things that she talks about. So, you know, be on the lookout for all of her segments. And, you know, in the future, we'll be doing a lot of business together. So be on the lookout for her. My little brother, Josiah D.M.R. He's an R&B artist. A lot of the tracks he puts out is for y'all ladies. So again, that's Josiah D.M.R. You can catch him on Spotify. You can definitely catch him on Apple Music. He has two projects he threw out, 1119 and V-Time. So most definitely download, share, download. My homegirl, Ashley Shannon, she has her own little catering service, Ashley Eats. Definitely check that out. It's amazing. Black owned. You know, I'm all for black excellence, and I promote all black excellence. So again, y'all can find me every Friday, 7 p.m. Talk That Ish. You can catch me on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker app. What else is there? You can catch me on Radio Public. So, you know, my plan is to be the voice of the people. I feel like I am the voice of the people. So any topics y'all want to discuss, hit me up. I'll talk about it, my views, and I'll share it. So with that being said, I hope everybody have a safe and productive February 15th. I love all of y'all and appreciate everybody for everything they've ever done. So, that being said, I'll holler at y'all and be safe. Love, peace, and chicken.